You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover. Happy May 10th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Fred Astaire, an emblem of suave sophistication in a series of Hollywood musicals in the 1930s, was born in Nebraska in 1899. Along with his sister Adele, who was 2 years older, they became a popular vaudeville act and later appeared in such shows as Lady Be Good and Funny Face. After Adele retired, Fred made his final Broadway appearance opposite Claire Luce in the 1932 musical Gay Divorce before moving to Hollywood. A group of unknowns, Dudley Moore, Peter Cook, Jonathan Miller, and Alan Bennett, brought their comic revue Beyond the Fringe to London's Fortune Theatre in 1961. It ran for 1,184 performances. Peter Schaefer's Double Bill, The Private Ear, The Public Eye, opened in 1962 at London's Globe Theatre, where Maggie Smith starred for 549 performances. Fred Gwynne and Frances Sternhagen starred in the 1978 Broadway musical Angel, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning adaptation of Thomas Wolfe's novel Look Homeward, Angel. It closed after 5 performances at the Minskoff. Despite the short run, Sternhagen earned a Tony nomination. Carol Hall followed up The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with The Best Little Whorehouse Goes Public at the L'Enfantin in 1994. The original ran for over 1,500 performances, but its sequel, about a Nevada brothel that tries to sell shares on Wall Street, lasts just 16. Disney's fourth Broadway offering, Tarzan, following Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, and Aida, opened at the Richard Rogers in 2006. Featuring direction and scenic design by Bob Crowley and a score by Phil Collins, the musical starred Josh Strickland in the title role, opposite Jim Gambattis as Jane. It ran 486 performances. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.